joining us on the line. A very, very good morning. I'm sorry that you have to actually endure this level of immaturity this morning from Sanati.
Well, don't worry. I'm not sure if I'm going to add to the maturity, but we'll try.
All right. Well, you know what? You've got, you know, you are a rabbi, so we are hoping. And you are taking up a post at in Muizenberg. That is absolutely incredible.
So, I think so too.
Yeah. So tell us about the, you know, we grew up going to Muizenberg every December. I was telling Zanati, of course, it was colloquially called Juizenberg. I actually met my wife there. It was just the most incredible place. And then when we had kids, we would go there for December holidays. It was the best place to go on holiday with young kids because they were always up early. We could go down, take them for walks early on in the day. It had an incredible energy. Obviously, over the last couple of years, it has taken a decline. The Jewish community, as all some small communities in outlying areas have hit a bit of a decline. What is the current status of the Muizenberg community?
Well, first of all, Muizenberg is still as beautiful as it ever was. In terms of the what you see and what you experience, you can't take away the beauty of the beach and the mountains, etc. So I still think it's an amazing place to come to. In terms of the community definitely has dwindled since I first came in 1990, and I'm sure that was not even at its peak. I believe that there were at its peak, 800 families where people could walk to each other, everybody knew where everybody lived, etc. That's the Juizenberg that you're talking about. At the same time, there is still a core group of people here. Let's call it, 50 to 70 families, which are still here. They still love the community. They've been keeping it strong for many, many years. And I was invited to come and help revive and see, is there still a heartbeat in the southern suburbs? And what I am finding is that there are people coming out of every nook and cranny saying, oh, I heard about you, Rabbi, like to meet you, et cetera, et cetera. It's a little bit difficult in lockdown, obviously, but it seems to me that there are still folk around these parts.
Yeah, incredible. And at the time, the shul, obviously, a magnificent building, but it also had another property with a hall a few blocks away. Is the shul itself still active, or do prayers happen at a smaller community center?
No. The prayers, before lockdown were still happening in the beautiful synagogue that we have. I think it was established in 1914. Mm. So you can imagine, what it looks like.
Oh,
it's really unique.
Absolutely.
And maybe
gorgeous.
A monument to Muizenberg.
Mm-hmm.
But services have been happening there. Thankfully, the core group has been keeping it going all the way through as long as I can remember. So it's not like I arrived in a vacuum where there was nothing happening. There's definitely a lot of energy and activity, and you'd be surprised for the few amounts of people that there are. There's a lot of energy and excitement and positivity. So that's nice to arrive at a place which already has that platform.
Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. So what are the plans?
What are the plans? Well, I arrived here at end of February. So you can imagine not the best timing to arrive at a new position. I haven't met the whole community yet. But the plan is to first find out what people are looking for, which is a little bit difficult when you can't meet people in person.
Absolutely.
But I have started a WhatsApp group, and thankfully that's grown a lot. So I do have a fair impression of what people want and where they're coming from. I'm not just talking about the Muizenberg community. I'm talking about, Jewish people in Fishhook and Noordhoek and Kalkbay and St. James and Muizenberg and all these parts. And I think I've got a good idea of what people are looking for. Just to break it down in the easiest sense, one way is to focus on the services themselves and to try and make it relevant and more interesting, as well as work outside the services and try to appeal to Jewish identity and help people identify with what it means to be Jewish.
Absolutely fantastic. Wishing you all the best. Lots of luck for the new position.
Thanks, Howard.